This is Ruben.
Hey Ruben, I got a call. I got a missed call from you.
Who's calling,
this
please?
This is George.
Oh, from Lucky Stone, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
Hey George, thanks for the call back. Let me bring up your file. Give me one second here. I left a message for Lily as well. Let's bring this up. How's the saw working for you guys?
Pretty good. Everything works good.
Cool. Yep. All right, got it. So the reason I wanted to reach out to you was the following, without turning into a huge sales pitch. I'm a big fan of having long-term relationships with my customers. I think, mm-hmm. you know, that's really what helps people out, and I have a lot of customers that I work with. There's a gentleman I'm doing his eighth loan in a year and a half, so he has several businesses, but that gives you an idea. And what I wanted to reach out to you was, number one, would like to help you out on any other equipment you're looking for. As well as, we don't do real estate, but we do working capital loans. And without becoming very pushy, the reason these working capital loans have been very helpful to a lot of my customers is it's all about an opportunity. So I have a lot of customers who, do you buy from like China or Brazil, or do you buy locally?
I buy locally right now.
Do you think you're going to eventually buy from overseas?
I used to be buying from overseas, but the quality is hard to control. That's why I buy from local right now. Yes, it costs a little bit more, but I can return the slab, stuff like that, you know.
Okay.
So that's why I buy locally. But maybe in the future, I can buy from overseas again. Because I don't know. Yeah.
It's two halves, one dozen. The other way that a lot of the vendors that I work with does, and sometimes it's not that opportunity from a local, it's not an opportunity from overseas, it's a local guy, but I have had some customers who they've gone to a local distributor and they said, hey, look, I buy $30,000 a month from you in stone. I've done that for the last 6 months. So what kind of deal can you cut me if I buy 6 months up front? And sometimes those guys, you know, their business is just like you. And from my experience, someone that's, you know, paying $30,000 and doing it over 6 months, if they buy $180,000 up front, they sometimes take a pretty significant amount off that bill. The other reason is just for jobs, but I want to touch base with you and let you know that we'd like to continue the relationship, and if there's any equipment or capital you need, feel free to call me at any time. I'm here to help you guys out and earn your business.
Sure. What kind of capital line I can get?
So what are your sales per month?
Average right now is $60,000.
$60,000, okay. What would you be wanting, and what would you be needing the money for? What's the need?
I don't know. Right now, I don't have issue. Maybe $10,000 or $20,000, maybe.
Okay. I can give you some ideas of what you'd qualify for. So
yeah,
we're generally going to look at 6 months of business bank statements, and the way this product works is oftentimes our customers, a lot of the customers that I work with, they'll borrow multiple times. What's really important is not going crazy the first time. So if you're doing about $60,000 a month, you're doing around $720 to $750 a year, correct, in sales?
What's 720 and 720? I don't get it, but what's the last
one? Like in total sales, you're doing about $720,000 to $750,000 per year in sales. Is that an accurate number?
I guess, because I read from my QuickBooks, so I'm not sure what's the year, though.
Okay. So if we assume about a $60,000, and do you, two other quick questions. Do you have any negative days in your bank statements? Are you bouncing any days? Are you overdrafting? And what is your, do you think, your average daily balance?
Average daily balance, I think, is keep around, last time I pulled from 30 to 40, I can't remember, 30 to 40,000.
So you keep pretty healthy balances, good, okay. So you're not bouncing any checks, you don't have negative days, anything of that nature, correct?
No.
Okay, some of my customers do, and that's why we find them solutions. So based on that, I would tell you a good idea is your business would probably qualify for up to about 60 to 75,000. So that's the loan amount you'd probably qualify the first time out. You don't need to borrow that full amount, but that's what you'd qualify for. And this loan, of course, would go under your business credit. It wouldn't go under your personal credit. The term lengths are generally...
personal or my business?
No, it would go under your business. It would not affect your personal credit. Yeah, so it won't affect your... Basically, the way to think of that, the way to think of this product is the following. It's basically a humongous credit card that doesn't affect your...
Hello?
Oh, the terms. Hello? Yeah, can you hear me?
Sorry. Yeah, you got cut off for like a 3 seconds.
Okay. So the terms are usually 6 to 18 months, and you know you can play with the numbers, and I can give you a lot of different options. But you're looking probably at about 60 to 75 grand the first time out would be a good number.
60. Okay.
And the way the product works is, so a lot of my customers, once they get access to this capital, they're obviously, you know, they're putting it to good use. So there's something called a renewal option. So let's say for the first time customer, they're generally going to do a loan of around 9 to 12 months. That's what most of them prefer. And once you're halfway through the loan, you can apply for more money. So if you do a 9-month loan, once you're 4.5 months in, 50% in, you can apply for more money. You don't have to ask for more money, but you have the option to.
Okay. So what's the return, like the interest rate for that?
Okay. So let's kind of go over that because it's an important thing. So the way that this, there's no beating around the bush. This money has a cost. And so there's a few basic factors that you're going to consider. The first factor you're going to consider is how much I'm borrowing. The second factor is how long you're paying back the money. So typically, what I'm going to do is, and we'll let you set your own rate. So we'll give you the longest term available. So I'd come to you and say, hey, George, you're approved for 18 months, or you're approved for 2 years, or you're approved for 1 year. But I want to give you some, and the shorter you do the term, the less you pay. And also you can pay these loans off early and get a discount. But let me give you an idea of what it would cost you, just a general idea, because I think that's what you're trying to figure out, correct?
Yeah.
All right. And so how much money do you want me to quote you on?
Well, I currently have a business credit card line is $12,000.
Okay.
So if what I'm thinking is like because I keep using that credit card, and basically the balance like will keep like more like the interest rates are around at 13.25%. You know, so what I'm thinking is like if I can transfer the balance or something like that lower than that, you know, then I will. Better like that, you know, something like that. I don't know.
Absolutely. My job is to educate you on the product, and I'm only gonna sell this product to a customer that I feel it helps their business. I'm not incentivized to sell you a bad product. So you have a business credit card at 13%. The issue to me is that it's not the rate. The issue is the limit, and so business credit is expensive. So even though you have really good credit, people are charging you 13% because it's a business credit card. Here's my thoughts for you. This product is not meant to do a balance transfer. Because this is cash, this is not credit. So this product is not designed, I wouldn't feel comfortable giving you this product if you are taking this money to do a business credit card transfer. Because there's a million business credit card transfers. I'd only be comfortable selling you this product is if you had a specific use of this money. Like, hey, I'm going to buy stone at a discount. Or I've got new jobs and I need it for cash flow. This is not meant to recycle debt. It's not set to refinance debt. Also, as an FYI, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, many business credit cards, and I can actually tell you this. So you said you have a business credit card. And who's your card with?
Chase,
okay. And is that your local bank? Is that who you guys bank with?
Yeah.
Okay.
We bank with Chase, and Chase gave us a credit card for the business loan, something like that.
Okay. Let's see. So. Give me a second.
Okay.
Give me a second. Okay. So, and your legal name is Cy Young, right?
Yeah. Saitong. Saitong, yeah.
Saitong. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, give me a second. Just looking at this. And you said the limit is 13,000?
Yeah, 12,000.
12,000, okay. Bear with me. I've got everything up here in front of me. Okay. So, you're, and looking kind of, I was just looking at the accounts and your overall credit. So, this product is not meant to refinance your debt of your credit card. And the reality is, there's some people that play that game with their customers and they say, hey, look, my rate's at 12%, so refinance with me. And by the time the customer jumps, your time is valuable. And by the time you jump through all these hoops and you pay fees, it's just not worth your while. This product is really meant, and where it's meant for is a need. So what I want to do is I want to give you some numbers on what this money would cost you so you can understand the payback. And then, you know, if you're interested, you can always give me a ring. And these are some quotes, so you can't hold me to it, but these are very accurate. And just, you know, the way you're going to repay this loan is it's a cash flow-based loan. So we take the payments via cash flow. So what the options we usually give to customers are daily or weekly payments. So instead of you, if you borrow $50,000 and you pay it back over 6 months, that's a really big monthly bill because it's so short term. So what we do is we take a small debit from the bank account on a daily basis or once per week. And what that enables us to do is match the loan up to cash flow. And if someone starts bouncing payments, we're going to call them and we're going to figure something out to help them out. So give me a second. Let's look at this. On $50,000, I'm just going to give you some ideas.
Okay.
So your payback, if you borrowed $50,000 over, say, 6 months, the payback on that would probably be around $59,000. And the daily payment, and the daily payment on that would be around $470. The daily payment is 21 days per month, no weekends, no holidays. If you borrowed that same $50,000, say over, let's say over a year, the payback on that would probably be around $62,000, give or take. So, and we have some longer terms as well. So the cost to borrow the money, and there's negotiations and all that good stuff. Just, you know, there's absolutely zero fees on these programs, so you don't pay any processing or origination fees. But if you borrowed $50,000 over 6 months, you're going to pay back about $59,000 over 6 months, about, say, $61,000 over 9 months, and about $63,000 over 12 months. It is a loan. You can write off the interest, but this product is very good for a lot of the customers that I work with who are looking to grow and need the capital to grow. It's not about refinancing debt. And I hope you appreciate that I'm not trying to give you a sales pitch.
Okay.
But those are the basic numbers. So, you know, does that give you a good idea?
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of the funding process, if you're interested in moving forward, you can always give me a call. There's no obligation. It takes me about 4 hours to get you approved and a day to get the money into your account.
Okay. So once the day can go to my account, the next day they start drawing like a $400-something.
It's either between 1 to 3 days after funding, depending on the program you're in.
Okay. So basically...
I'm sorry?